Welcome to the EAU podcast series, Start Smart, EU Acme, for young urologists. In this first episode, Understanding EU Acme, My CME in Daily Practice, we are joined by Professor Marek Babiuk, Associate Professor Juan Luis Vasquez, Professor Giorgio Ivan Russo, and Dr. Loic Bakerlant. Together, they will discuss what EU Acme is, clarify key terminology and membership pathways, and explain how the program supports structured training and professional development for young urologists. Join us as we embark on this informative journey.
Hello, good to see you. And we would like to talk today about a strange thing for urologists. We will talk about accreditation, about continuing medical education, about how educational activities may be registered and how the young urologist may benefit from that. I think it is something not connected with practical urology, but I think it is very important for the career of every urologist. My name is Marko Babiuk. I am in the board of European Association of Urology, responsible for so-called EU ACME agenda. I'm happy to be here.
This is George Russo. I'm the chairman of the YAU, the Young Urologists. I'm from the University of Catania. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And I will play the role of the young guy approaching for the first time the ACME and asking Professor Babiuk Marek information on all stuff that are happening and the European Society is organizing. And it's my pleasure to be with me, Juan Luis Vasquez.
Hello, everyone. I am very happy to be here. And my name is Juan Luis Vasquez, and I'm the chair of the Young Urologist Office. And I have the pleasure to share a place with Mark, the board of the EAU. And this is going to be very interesting because it's a dry topic. It can be very difficult to understand, but I'm very much sure that Marco will do a great job to explain us how this works. And we also have today Loic.
Good evening, everyone. Happy to be here. I'm Loic Bakerlant. I'm the current chairman of the ISRU, the Society of Residents, under the supervision of the Young Urologist Office of Juan. And I'm really happy to know more about accreditation and also what's in it for the future of the urologists for residents. What can we do with it and how can we adapt it in our current practice?
So we can start. And as you said, Marek, the Stranger Things, we are approaching the upside down, as we saw in the movie, Stranger Things. And for the first time, I approached the website of EU ACME and there are a lot of abbreviations, lots of definitions. Sometimes the young urologists can approach and get confused for that. So I would like to ask you for the first, when and why was this EU ACME created?
You know, the EU ACME is connected both with EAU, European Association of Urology, and EBU. The reason, and it was established already in 2004, so there's a very long history behind. And the reason is that the EAU is the strongest provider of urological education in Europe. And EBU is responsible for evaluation of the quality of education. And of course, the interest of EAU was to create an office who will take care about the evaluation of quality. And this was the reason why the EU ACME was created. EU ACME means European Urology Accredited Continuing Medical Education. All these words are behind. And the idea was to create a unified system for documenting the educational activities of urologists across Europe and help urologists to go through this bureaucracy more or less and to make their life easier, to help them with their career by registering the activities and so on.
Yeah, so we can say that all certificates and spreadsheets that we have in our careers can be put in one single structured and platform. We can say that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I was wondering, when you look at it, there is the MyCME. And as you know, Marco, we speak a lot about membership in the board. So I was wondering, how does MyCME support the members of the EU?
Yeah, the MyCME is more or less the digital system. It is the digital backbone of the EU ACME. It is some, we hope, user-friendly online platform where all this information about educational activities of each members are stored in one place. So if someone attends the webinars, go to the Congress, like the EAU annual meeting, for instance, or any other, even the meetings of national societies, which are registered, all these information about his or her educational activities are uploaded there, and it is stored there and are available for young urologists or any urologist to see which activities he underwent in last period or in the history.
I would like to ask you another question, because these can be a little bit confusing, Marco. There is CME and there is CPT. What do they really mean, and what's the difference between those?
The CME is the continuing medical education. Maybe I can show it on example. These are the activities like the Congress, workshop, course, some e-learning, seminar. These activities are considered as CME activities. So these are educational activities which are designed primarily for practicing of healthcare professionals. Another abbreviation, the CPD, is a little bit broader in scope. I can again show the example. It is like the presentation, writing an article, some teaching activities, some membership in some committees, for instance. This is a broader term. It encompasses the systemic maintenance, improvement, and expansion of practitioners' knowledge, skills, professional qualities. So these are some active or activities which are not only passive participation.
So if I understand it correct, then you have to register these activities in MyCME, or how does it work? Do you have to register those congresses, courses, and so on?
It depends. If you are talking about CME points, and if you, for instance, are the member of EU ACME, we may talk about that, how to become the member. If you are the member of EU ACME and you participate on an accredited event, like example, the EAU activities, and you are registered as participant and really participate on the meeting, then this activities is automatically registered in your portfolio. If you, let's say, write a paper, make a review for European Urology, then you need to actively register the activity in your portfolio, the CPD activity, and you must do it actively.
So I just had a small follow-up, because I think there are certain limits or rules about these activities that they have to qualify. How is the system working on that?
We are talking about the rules of accreditation, more or less. The activities must fulfill some expectations, you know, to achieve the accreditation for the accreditation body. It means they must be credible, they must be structured, must be relevant to urologists. It must be free from companies or pharmacy influence. So if this activity, such an activity, fulfill these expectations, then it can achieve the accreditation for some accreditation body, like, for instance, EU, or it may be even some national accreditation body. If this is, for instance, national body of, I don't know, in Czech Republic, in any other country.
We can say, for example, that when we register for any event that is accredited, participants can trust that it provides high quality, relevant education, because there is the ACME that provides this kind of rules and certifications for us. Isn't it, Marek?
Yes. Yes, that's it. That it means that the activity fulfills all expectations and all expectations from the accreditation body, and fulfill all expectations, what you as a urologist expect, that it will be not influenced by company, it will be relevant to what you should learn, that its exact structure and the quality and the extent of the information and of the teaching is relevant.
And for example, when I participate to any event that is accredited, everything is uploaded into my portfolio, into my web page, or do I have to do something? Is everything automatic or not?
Automatic is as much as possible. As I said, accredited activity, which is registered in the system. So let's say the activity of EAU and you are the member of EU ACME, then the activities is automatically appears in your portfolio. If this is activity which is not registered, like the national meeting, which has not accreditation, it can still be recognized in your portfolio, but you need to ask actively for that.
Yeah, that's great. We can say that everything is put, uploaded into our portfolio. And this is like a journey that as urologists we have from residency to all lifelong. If we are trying to log in, I think we will see when we were young and we attended some old congress and everything is uploaded.
I don't know about you, Giorgio, but I don't really want to go back to that.
You don't want?
I don't want to remember how old I'm getting.
Maybe we can check our first congress in which we attend and then we are not young anymore. But anyway, our sometimes professional is revised and then we can see that thanks also to this platform. I think it's like a register.
But it really is nice to hear that it's uploaded automatically for those who are already accredited and that it's not limited only to those who are accredited, but you can also keep a record in other activities like national society meetings and so on. That makes it very nice.
And, you know, of course, our effort is to make it as easy as possible. And the goal is to communicate with national societies, that national societies really register and accredit their meetings. The problem of, and we may talk about this, some individual expectations from the whole education system and requests for each urologist are very different from entities organized individually between European countries. So our goal is to really communicate with national societies to persuade them that their annual meeting, their important meetings are really registered in the system, because it will make the life of young urologists easier.
Yeah, that's a very good point. All this information have been so important for us to approach for the first time the ACME. Thanks, Marek. Thanks, Juan. Thanks, Loic.
I think it was very nice to get to understand a little bit about all these acronyms and new words and how easy it is for all urologists and young urologists to take advantage of this.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to see the theoretical framework of this system. And I'm already invested to know more about it and maybe that the residents can learn more about it in the next episode on how to build further on it.
Yeah, we can say hello to all guys listening to us. And thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much for this discussion. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you for this insightful episode. We are sure our listeners enjoyed it. To keep up with the latest EAU podcasts and stay informed on the urological advancements, be sure to subscribe to our EAU podcast channel on your favourite podcast app. Until next time, keep learning and stay inspired.